So today we begin our series of conversations that are all about the power of allowing. So we want to start off and talk a little bit about what allowing means. And you may think you know what it means, and we have certainly talked about it at great length, but as usual, with each and every one of these conversations, there's always something new that arises. And so the newness of this conversation, shall we say, is an intense, and we do mean the word intense with great meaning, dive into the fact that you are never required to do anything ever for any reason at all. This is the underlying assumption of this series of conversations. You are not required to do anything. And you will, if you are willing to do so, be able to see how very often it is that you are thinking you must do this and you must do that and you must do this other thing in order for this and that and the other to occur. But you never need to do anything. You don't need to intend anything. You don't need to even allow anything. You don't need to do anything. But here's the deal. You are going to do lots and lots of things. For right now, you are breathing in and out. And that's a powerful, big deal. You're breathing in and out. You're using electricity. You're benefiting from the presence of the internet. You are listening to these words in whatever way, shape, or form you're doing so. And it is helping you. Not because of us, but because of you. But because of the things that you bring forth and call forth, and you are saying to yourself, this is the thing I will have, because indeed you are doing that. You would not be able to listen to these words if it were not for the case that you made a decision at some point and continue to align with that decision to have the listening experience of this particular conversation. So here you are in the midst of all that you are manifesting and all that you are creating, and all is well. And again, you are not required to do anything. The idea that there's a requirement to do things is simply not true. It has a logic. You have also probably got a lot of evidence of how that is the case, no matter what we say. And that's fine. But that's just how thoughts work. That's not the truth. The truth is not that you must do anything. The truth is that you can do lots and lots of things. And there are lots and lots of options and opportunities that are standing right in front of you. We're not talking about your big projects. We just mean what is next in your experience, what feels better to do, or what simply is obvious to do, or what is easy to do, or what is simple to do, or what you don't really want to do but you're going to do, or what you plainly don't want to do, or that you don't like in the doing of but you do anyway. You can do anything it is that you desire in this moment. What you can't do is the abstract thing that you are planning to do once you get everything done that you need to do in order to get to the place where you want to go. We're not saying you can't do that because you're somehow or another not allowed to do it. No, no, no. This is the power of allowing. You can't do it because it's not available to be done. Because abstract thinking keeps everything in the abstract. At some point, you have to decide, okay, this is what is real and this is what I'm going to do, or this is where I'm going to say, or this is where I'm going to go, or this is what I'm going to think. The power of allowing is found in your capacity and your willingness to have that which you desire. You're literally allowing that which you are calling forth to come into your reality. You can't, by the way, do the opposite of allowing. You've never once blocked anything. And we know that's a common sort of New Age kind of concept of, what am I blocking? I'm blocking my good. I'm blocking things from helping me, or I'm blocking what it is that I need to be doing, or I'm blocking my insight or awareness. But you can't really do any of that. You can turn your attention away from it. You can ignore it. But you're not keeping it away. You're just simply not participating with it. You're not allowing it. But blocking is not the opposite of allowing, because in fact, allowing doesn't really have an opposite. It's one of those metaphysical truths that is just another word for unconditional love. And there is no opposite to that. You can allow this or you can allow that, but you're going to allow something. Because in fact, you do very little. We said, well, you're breathing in and out, but actually you are not breathing in and out. You are allowing your body to do it. And if you didn't want to be here, you would just tell your body, I'm not interested anymore. And you'd walk away and your body would stop breathing in and out. But as long as you're interested in having physical manifestation and being in physical form, your body is going to breathe in and out and you are allowing it to do so. Allowing isn't a cure. It isn't a trick. It isn't the latest kind of new age kind of idea of, wow, I just learned the power of allowing. I'm going to allow myself into great riches and wealth and well-being and health and delicious relationships and powerful, wonderful things, all of which I've been not allowing myself because I was so stupid. No, you have never, ever been in a state where you were not allowing something. It's literally impossible. The very basis of your reality is one of allowing, because remember, you are not in the reality. You have a body that is your messenger. You have a body that is your sending receiving device. You have a body that has nerve endings and has corneas and has the ability to hear things and see things and touch things and taste things. And you benefit from your body doing these things for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Allowing is not something that you learn how to do. It is something that you have always done. It's how you got here this morning. You allowed yourself to reconnect with your body through physical form into this reality, and you opened your eyes, and there was the day. And here you are, still using your body in this wonderful, delightful way. Your body, of course, is allowing you to use it and doing a really great job of doing that. That's why you can hear the words we speak. Maybe you don't completely understand everything, but you can hear the words, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can hear the words. You're allowing yourself the benefit of what your body does for you in terms of the auditory signal. You can see what it is that you can see around you. You are allowing your body to give you the benefit of the feedback of what comes into your visual cortex. It's a really great thing to be in this body and have this body and allow this body, and you're doing it quite simply right here and right now. There is something quite wonderful happening here. And it is not your job to fix, figure out, make, or do. But you will likely do those things, but it isn't your job. But you certainly can allow yourself to do these things if you want. And we want to remind you that even if you are worshiping at the temple of, I've blocked my reality from being good for me, that's still allowing. You're allowing yourself to think those thoughts. Whenever you integrate something, whenever you engage with something, whenever you are aligning yourself with something, you are allowing, allowing, allowing. Physical reality is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. The thoughts you're thinking are thus the same. They are too also happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. You can engage with them or you can ignore them, but you are definitely allowing them. Allowing is the only thing you're doing. Now you might say, well, this just sounds like allowing is everything. And we say, yes, allowing is everything. Well, then what is the purpose of talking about this for 7 days? And we say, very simply, there's a lot to be talked about here, because there's a lot that you are allowing, and there's a lot that happens when you consciously engage with the power of allowing. And that is the point of this series of conversations. So, one of the things that we invite you to do as we continue throughout this series is to bring to us your tales of how you're not allowing something, and we'll show you how, in fact, you are allowing things to happen for you on your behalf and to your benefit. We're not going to argue with you. We don't really argue with anyone. But we will invite you to bring to us your tale of how you're not allowing something, because we'll show you how, in fact, you are allowing things. Now, you can choose to continue with what you're doing or do something different as you wish. But even that will be a choice that is based in allowing. Most of all, through this series of conversations, we invite you to back up and to allow yourself to feel that which is rising up, because the entire basis of what you might call blocking your good, which isn't what you're actually doing, but we understand why you interpret certain things as that, has more to do with the fact that you will not allow yourself to feel something, because that really is what this comes down to. It's the allowing of the feeling, the emotional awareness that is significant and powerful and important, not required, not necessary. You can, if that was necessary, by the way, you would be dead. You would have starved long ago. But it isn't necessary. It's helpful and it's useful, and not always with everything, but sometimes with some things, and probably more than what you're accustomed to, but maybe not. As we continue through this series of conversations, we know that wonderful things are indeed occurring, that deliciousness is arising, that magic is happening, and you can certainly allow yourself to be conscious of this if you wish, but you don't have to. You can allow yourself to be ignorant of it if you wish. It does you no harm other than it might hurt. But even that, you are very practiced at allowing pain, not physical pain, we don't mean that, emotional pain. But you don't have to do anything. You don't need to fix that. You're not required to mend that. You're not required to do something different. It might be helpful. It might be useful. But it also might be helpful and useful to allow yourself to just do whatever it is that you're doing until you just simply don't do it anymore. To, in other words, get off your own case. These are just some possibilities of the things that we'll be discussing. We do know that whatever rises up, whatever comes to the table, whatever might happen here, it's going to be quite delicious indeed. And we are very much looking forward to each one of our interactions with each one of you in this series of conversations. And until the time that we do connect with you in all of these wonderful ways, we bid you a fond farewell, and we remind you that as wonderful, here's a powerful statement of allowing, as wonderful as everything is right here and right now, and it certainly is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.